the outcome of that meeting would go before the extraordinary session of the ECOWAS Defense Task, which will also take place in Mali this week, after which the recommendations will go before the ECOWAS Mediation and Security Council, which will meet in Abuja on the 10th, and the recommendations will go to that of heads of state and government, who will also be meeting in Abuja in the extraordinary session on the 11th.
At the same time, we hear over the weekend that there is a meeting taking place in Ouagadougou with President Blaise Compaoré of Burkina Faso and the Malian government and the Islamists from the north. What's happening?
I cannot respond to the specifics of that meeting, but all I can say is that the Burkinabe president, don't forget, he's the mediator for the crisis in Mali. The ECOWAS approach has been, we have talked about the possibility of engagement with the parties in Mali, and then the possibility of deploying a peacekeeping force if dialogue fails. And the mediator, in this case, President Blaise Compaoré, is perfectly at liberty within the context of his mandate to explore the opportunities or whatever opening in order to provide a solution through dialogue. But like I said, if that doesn't work, of course, we also have on the table the possibility of military deployment. That is also on the table.
Is it possible that ECOWAS does not want, at least for now, any military intervention? If the negotiation can work, then it may not want military intervention. Or does ECOWAS have the means to undertake this project for a military intervention?
We have always said that we have a two-track approach to resolving the crisis in Mali, the dialogue component and the military component. And for us, we prefer the dialogue component. The dialogue component is cheaper in the sense of cost in lives and property. But if it is forced on us, we have no alternative than to use that track. But like I said, President Blaise Compaoré is certainly at liberty to explore whatever options he has. And don't forget, we have been approaching the UN Security Council in order to get a Security Council mandate to enable us to act under Chapter 7. And that is precisely because we believe that if it turns out that the dialogue doesn't work, we will have to deploy. What for us is the bottom line is the fact that we will not tolerate the dismemberment of a member state, in this case Mali. And that is the whole idea of supporting the Malian security forces to be able to restore the territorial integrity of the country. For us, that is the red line, and that's not negotiable.